This is Jordan Seculo. It's time for maximum pressure on Congress to confirm President Trump's nominees.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Jay Seculo Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Our petition growing to confirm President Trump's nominees to fill jobs in the federal government that require Senate confirmation, Senate up or down votes on the Senate floor. We're talking about 338 nominees, 100 of which are just waiting for that full Senate vote. They've already gone through the committee hearing process, and no action has been taken on their nomination, some for over 200 days. Let's go right to Washington, D.C. My dad is there to get an update on this situation, which, again, is very serious because it's reaching all levels and different branches of our federal government.
You know, I was talking last evening with the Ambassador at Large for Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, and we were talking about the importance of his confirmation and the fact that he can now engage these issues involving religious liberty around the globe. But then you take a look at the current situation we have, and we focused on a number of these vacancies. There are 338 vacancies in total that are pending right now. But you take a look at it, and we focused on this yesterday, but I want to focus on it again. G7 country, Germany. Rick Rennell's been nominated to that post. He is extremely well qualified. He has the right credentials, the right background, the right knowledge. And we have no ambassador to the Federal Republic of Germany, which is absurd when you think about it. Then we have, on top of that, the situation with Pastor Brunson in Turkey. So the Germans and the Turks have a lot of business and economic transactions that go on and forth, and they have good, at least honorable relations, I would say, between the Germans and the Turks. Here's the problem. We don't have the ability to use our ambassadorial relationship with the German ambassador to help, for instance, in the situation with Pastor Brunson in Turkey. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Rick Grinnell's support of Israel and his knowledge of Israel and how important all of that is. And again, with Germany, you're talking about a G7 country. And then you've got other nominees. I mean, we've got 32 judges pending, some of them on the floor of the Senate waiting to be confirmed, including Court of Appeals nominees. So there is an awful lot at stake here. And what we're saying is maximum pressure is necessary. What we mean by maximum pressure is we have to get Congress to do their job. That's just a fact. They have to do their job, which means if you've got to stay longer to get these nominees through, you do it. Later, we'll give out the number for Mitch McConnell's office. We've got a petition up at ACLJ.org. That's going to be delivered to the majority leader in the United States Senate. We want to get thousands and thousands of signatures on that. But again, your voice makes a big difference. And here's the question to you. What do you think of this Congress stall, congressional stall, I call it? And do you want to see Congress getting back to work on these issues? 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Your comments on reaction to Congress and its inability right now to get these nominees move forward. We'll take your calls and comments on Facebook and Periscope, but also at 1-800-684-3110. And, Jordan, these are big positions that are open. That's a running part of the problem here.
Yeah, 63 lifetime appointments to the federal bench in total. As you noted, 32 of those have already cleared the hearing process. So all they need is the up or down vote on the Senate floor. To give it some just context there, President Trump has nominated, currently there's 63 waiting. Only 29 have been confirmed in total in this first year and months of this presidency. So you've had almost 100 nominees to the federal bench, but only action on 29. One of those was a Supreme Court justice, so we don't want to take away the importance of that, but that took a change in the rules. I mean, it was a major process to get that done, and now with these others, a major stall. So that doesn't just affect the executive branch agencies. That affects our judicial branch, and serious problem there as well. There's also problems with non-civilian officers of the military not getting moved on. So again, 1-800-684-3110. Give us a call. Logan, tell people how to get involved in the show today.
That's right. Phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. You can also join us broadcasting live right now on Facebook and Periscope. Facebook.com/JSeculo, Twitter and Periscope at JSeculo. We'll be right back.
International threats are more dire than ever, yet our diplomatic corps is severely depleted. We must put maximum pressure on Congress to confirm critical appointments to our diplomatic corps. The United States doesn't have a confirmed Secretary of State. Numerous ambassadorships remain vacant. North Korea, Iran, Russia, an American pastor being wrongfully held in Turkey for his Christian faith. With these ominous threats, we must have a fully staffed diplomatic corps. The nominee to be Secretary of State, current CIA Director Mike Pompeo, is eminently qualified and must be confirmed immediately. The nominee to be Ambassador to Germany, a critical G7 nation, has been pending for more than 7 months. It's absurd. It's time for Congress to do its constitutional duty. Diplomatic deficiencies put our national security at risk. The political gamesmanship must end, but we need you and your support. Sign on to our petition to confirm the Secretary of State and our diplomatic corps. You can sign online at aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
338 of President Trump's nominees are awaiting confirmation in the United States Senate. One of those includes the ambassador nominee to the Federal Republic of Germany, Rick Grenell. Richard Grenell was a UN spokesman for a long time, well-qualified. I mean, got incredible credentials, will be an excellent advocate for us with a G7 country, but that's vacant. He's on the floor of the Senate right now. We just haven't been able to arrange the vote. So I was talking to our senior counsel for international and government affairs, Jeff Balaban, who's in the studio with me here. And we were just talking about this. And you got to put pressure on both Republicans and Democrats here. This is maximum pressure on both.
100%. There's at this point, it really makes no sense that this kind of qualified nominee is being held up. Just call him for a vote. If people want to go on the record against him for some reason, let them go on the record against him. But he deserves a vote. Our country needs to have these people in place.
Now, what do you, you know Rick Grenell well. I do as well. I mean, our audience knows him, I'm sure, from Fox News and from many years, of course, in the UN ambassador. It's a big role he's got. I mean, the ambassador to Germany, a G7 country, is vitally important. And you said he's got a particular interest also on the Israel issue.
Oh, yeah. Look, Rick is, he'd represent America in every respect in a fantastic way in Europe, and we really need the help there. But it is also very much a front line in a fight for Israel's legitimacy around the world right now, as we know, with the work that ACLJ has been doing in terms of the BDS and in terms of the anti-Israel campaign around the world. It's very intense in Europe, and it's necessary to really have America be able to push back to support our ally Israel in places like Germany.
So, by the way, we've got a petition that's up. Logan can give you the statistics on that, but also we encourage you to call the Capitol switchboard, ask for the Majority Leader's office, be polite, be courteous, but say, hey, Mr. Majority Leader, we want to see these nominations put forward, and when Rick Grenell would be a good one to start. The number for that is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And, Logan, we've got a brand new petition just went up in the last 24 hours, and we're almost approaching 10,000 signatures.
That's right. You can do that at aclj.org or through the ACLJ app. You can probably see it. It's probably going to be pinned, if it's not already, to our Facebook post, so you can find it if you're watching live there. But again, sign that petition at aclj.org or however you get our media.
Yeah, it's important to do that. I think we can get to 10,000 probably the first half hour, if not very close. So aclj.org. This is a brand new petition. It was just launched yesterday, so we know many of you, again, if you're joining us through radio, Facebook or Periscope, and if you're in a car or something like that right now, you're not able to sign, make sure you go and sign later today at aclj.org. That petition will be right at the homepage. But I also encourage you to share it with your friends and family. This is a way. You always ask, what can we do? What can I do about this? I mean, long term, of course, there's elections. You can replace some of these members of Congress. But the second part, I think what is a little bit nerve-wracking is also that there are elections coming around the corner, and there's 338 nominees, 100 of which have gone through the toughest process for these nominees, where they usually get held up is in the committee hearing process or and going through that and having to answer the questions. And so it's not usually on the up or down vote aspect of this. And yet we see 100 of those 338, they're just waiting for the vote. The debate is over about them in the sense that they have moved through the committee. Yep. So the Democrats can require up to 30 hours to move them through, but that's it. Then you have the vote. And I think we need an explanation for why this is taking so long, and if it's because Republicans can't get the votes together, let us know who is the problem. I mean, let the American people know who the problem is so grassroots can be engaged.
You know, again, we're taking your phone calls on this at 1-800-684-3110. Simple question. You think Congress is doing its job, or how would you like to see him do it differently? 800-684-3110. Let me go back to Jeff on this. So, Jeff, you know, you've been around this town a long time, and the fact is, I mean, I'm saying maximum pressure on both, because the reality is that you've got, there may be some, I'm sure there's going to be Democrats that vote for Rick Grenell, for instance, some that will vote against, but we want them to have the vote. But the Republican leadership needs to get these nominations to the floor. That's what Jordan's saying here, and that's what's pivotal here. I mean, we've got to see this happen.
Absolutely. Look, you know, Rick Grenell is a perfect example. He is so well-known. He is so professional. People know him in the diplomatic world on substance and just in terms of as a personality. He's very well-known, and he's very well-respected. And again, let people get there. If people want to have criticism about him, let them vote that way, but bring him for a vote. And Jordan is exactly right. Elections do have consequences, and we should be concerned about upcoming elections, but the past election has a consequence, and one of those is that the President of the United States should be able to have his people in place.
No, and there's no question about that. And this is, I think, look, you don't have the full arsenal of diplomatic assets deployed. I think that's a big mistake for us globally. All right, we're taking your calls, as we said, at 800-684-3110. We'll take comments as well. Logan, you want to go to a call or a comment first?
Yeah, let's go ahead and go to the call. Let's go to Bob in West Virginia.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My question is this. Many of these positions currently still have appointees from President Barack Obama in place. Why does President Trump not force Congress's hand by asking those people to step down from their position?
Well, look, in this particular case, we don't have an ambassador. There's not a holdover ambassador. The ambassadors leave generally at the end of the term. Also, on the judicial appointments, you've got, for instance, right now, 32 judges. They are filling vacancies on the court or additions to the court. So it's and judges are lifetime appointments, so you can't ask them to step down. So what you've got here, you can't blame the holdover, so to speak, from the previous administration for not filling slots for the current administration. If the nomination is made, which it has been here, it lies with Congress, Jeff, to get these through.
That's right. I think the caller makes a good point that there are a lot of people currently occupying positions that are holdovers from the Barack Obama days, but that's not the case here.
Right.
This is vacant, and it needs to be filled, and Congress needs to act. There's no excuse not to bring this to the floor. Now, as you know, I think the Democrats pushed and enforced a rule that only is going to require a certain number of hours of debate. And so they've made it very costly in terms of holding up business, just to hold things up, just to not get the business of this country done. Fine. We have to push to get these forward. We have to push these forward because we need to be represented around the world.
Jordan, what is your sense? I mean, when we look at this, we talked about these vacancies. You got, 32 judges, two ambassadors, 66 deputy secretaries, undersecretaries, general counsels, or chairmen of boards or commissions. All of those vacant right now, and some of them are on the floor of the Senate, waiting to be voted on.
All of those are on the floor of the Senate. That's the out of the 100 that have already gotten through the hearing process. So who would not be included in that is Mike Pompeo. So you've got a Secretary of State vacancy, probably the biggest vacancy right now, and they have a nominee who's already been confirmed in this last year by the Senate, a similar makeup of the U.S. Senate. So, again, you wouldn't expect this to take so long. He's already been confirmed to be the CIA director. He is the CIA director. But that's another example, again, of when you have those vacuums. And some of these have been in existence since the beginning of the Trump administration. What you will see, and that caller noted, is that people from the bureaucracy step in. And then it's up, you're relying on bureaucrats, not political appointees, to then implement the policies of the President of the United States, which are are positions he took during a campaign. Bureaucrats are not going to be the most effective at that. They're, in fact, going to usually disagree with those policies because they're more on the left and try to do everything they can to slow walk the policy. So they're very happy with a situation like this, the Washington liberals who make up the federal government, because they are still in charge in a lot of these agencies when there are vacancies. You know, when you don't have your deputy on the Security Council, there's people filling in that for that person right now, and those people are bureaucrats. And so they are not the best representatives of the president that the American people elected. And so this is how you execute the laws faithfully, is that you are able to put in place people in the executive agencies.
You know, this is really, Jay and Jordan, this is why they call it the swamp. I mean, it's, you know, they're just not, they're standing in the way of letting the business of this country go ahead, move forward. A guy like Rick Grenell, who is spectacularly qualified, everyone knows who he is, just bring it for a vote. And that's why this petition is so important, you know, that we have to let them know that we're watching them and they must bring this for a vote.
By the way, that talking about that petition, I am happy to report that we are, I mean, it is right now over 9,069 people have signed it. This is less than 24 hours. So, I mean, it is conceivable here that we're 9,231. It is growing at a record rate. We encourage you to go to ACLJ.org for that, ACLJ.org. We'll take more calls at 800-684-3110. Logan, you're monitoring our social media feeds. What are you hearing online?
Yeah, a lot of people are asking, again, how they can get in touch. What should they do? Should they call the switchboard? And a lot of people said, can you give that number once again?
We will do it. 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. You could ask for Senator McConnell if you wanted to speak to the Majority Leader's office, or you could ask to do both. You could speak to the Majority Leader, then call back and speak to your member of the United States Senate, Republican or Democrat, and get them to move. It is critical that we get some movement on all of this. Jeff, we appreciate you being with us. We're going to be back with more. Athan Benn will be joining us. We'll be taking more calls as well when we come back from the break. Jordan?
Yep, 1-800-684-3110. To be a part of the show today, let me encourage you, go to ACLJ.org, sign the petition now. Maximum pressure on Congress. Thousands of you have signed. It's a brand new petition we just launched yesterday, so you've still got that opportunity to get involved here and let your voice be heard on this important issue, filling these vacancies. The Trump administration has acted. Now it's time for Congress to stop slow walking these nominees and have votes on them. Again, that's at ACLJ.org. Sign the petition and give us a call, 1-800-684-3110.
That's right. Phone lines are open. You can give us a call and have your voice heard on the air, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com.
International threats are more dire than ever, yet our diplomatic corps is severely depleted. We must put maximum pressure on Congress to confirm critical appointments to our diplomatic corps. The United States doesn't have a confirmed Secretary of State. Numerous ambassadorships remain vacant. North Korea, Iran, Russia, an American pastor being wrongfully held in Turkey for his Christian faith. With these ominous threats, we must have a fully staffed diplomatic corps. The nominee to be Secretary of State, current CIA Director Mike Pompeo, is eminently qualified and must be confirmed immediately. The nominee to be Ambassador to Germany, a critical G7 nation, has been pending for more than 7 months. It's absurd. It's time for Congress to do its constitutional duty. Diplomatic deficiencies put our national security at risk. The political gamesmanship must end, but we need you and your support. Sign on to our petition to confirm the Secretary of State and our diplomatic corps. You can sign online at aclj.org.
Secular Live. This is Jordan Secular. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Say something about that music as we just played the intro? I'm in one of our other studios today. I will say this. It's a great version of the famous Cream song Crossroads. Eric Clapton, and that's the Jay Sekulow Band. We did that live in outside of Chicago. So if people like it, you maybe get a little surprise at the end of the broadcast today. We'll play that for you. But Than Bennett's joined us as well, Jordan. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've got a blog up. Than actually put this one together at ACLJ.org. It has those countdown clocks. We told our Facebook and Periscope audience about it. But for those of you listening on radio at ACLJ.org, you'll see kind of a comparison. One of the nominees, like Rick Rennell for the Ambassador to Germany, was nominated 210 days ago, and he's already gone through the hearing process. He just has to have a vote. And we contrast that with Mike Pompeo, who has already been confirmed as CIA director. In that time period, that Rick Rennell has been nominated to be ambassador to Germany. Now he's awaiting action on his nomination to become Secretary of State. It's basically the same senators taking a vote here, but they could be acting a lot quicker considering the geopolitical situations facing the country right now, including upcoming potential talks with the North Korean leader, and yet a major vacancy at the State Department when you don't have a Secretary of State. So,
210 days, 16 hours, and 21 minutes, to be precise, for Rick Rennell, for U.S. Ambassador to Germany. Mike Pompeo, 21 days, 16 hours, and 21 minutes. I think this is great that we put this live clock on this blog. We should highlight this on other parts of our social media as well. All right, we got a lot of calls coming in, 1-800-684-3110. We'll take a call in a moment. Logan, get some comments also from Facebook. But let me ask Stan a question, then we'll go to the phones. And that is, we started this campaign yesterday. We already are close to 10,000 signatures. We got people calling the congressional offices. What are you starting to hear?
Well, I think people understand what's at stake now, Jay, and I think part of it is the engagement of our people. But look, here's the reality. The bureaucracy, which we talk a lot about on this program, or the deep state, whatever you want to call it, Jay, in many cases, they are running much of the federal government right now because these nominees are at the top levels of these agencies, and until they get through the United States Senate, the holdovers from the previous administration have a lot of authority. Now, here's the reality. I know you talked with Jeff about this on the last segment of the broadcast, but there needs to be pressure on both sides of the aisle because it is equally true that Senate Democrats are obstructing consideration. They're not voting no. Ultimately, when the vote is cast, usually they vote yes, but they are obstructing and they are delaying. That is not appropriate. On the Republican side of the aisle, Jay, if the Democrats are going to object and they're going to demand debate, well, then we should debate. We should stay through the weekend. We should debate and we should have the vote. And if they don't go home to campaign, guess what? They should stay in Washington, D.C.
They'll never do it, so we got to get the pressure on them. We got to make them do it. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. And again, we encourage you to sign this petition. All right, Logan, let's go take a call or a comment. What do you have next?
Yeah, let's go to Mary Ellen in Chicago. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
I just, when I heard this yesterday, I thought to myself, what's wrong with McConnell? What's with him? We've got the majority. If it was the Democrats, Pelosi, Schumer, whatever, they'd be belly aching and they'd be rallying the forces. And we don't hear a peep from McConnell.
Well, but your voice, Mary Ellen, makes a big difference. So this is not getting attention on national news. You could thump through the national news feeds right now and the cable feeds, and you're not going to see this. But we have no ambassador to the Federation of Germany. I mean, this idea that the Federal Republic of Germany has no American permanent ambassador in place or an appointed ambassador in place to a G7 country is absurd. And if we don't keep the pressure on here, it's just not going to happen. That's just fact, then.
That's right. And they haven't had an ambassador since the beginning of the administration. It's not like this is
a
new opening.
Almost.
And they've had a nominee for 7 months now. And Jay, I think this is a conversation you have with Jordan, but I want to underscore this. Rick Grinnell went through the committee process, and he went through the committee process not once, but twice, because he had to be renominated at the beginning of the year because the Senate didn't act on him. So if there was a reason to object to Rick Grinnell, the committee has had two opportunities now to flesh that out. It is time for United States senators to go down to the floor based on the that information that came out during the committee hearings and vote yes or no. Jay, they have a right to vote no, but I am going to tell you right now, when he comes up for a vote, most senators on both sides of the aisle are going to vote yes. They do not object to Rick Grenell. They are just simply delaying and trying to obstruct and drag out the process. Meanwhile, we don't have an ambassador to Germany, a G7 country. That's not acceptable.
Yeah. And we don't have any action in the Senate from some other very important offices when it comes to diplomacy, like the deputy representative for the U.S. to the U.N. Security Council. So no number two there at the Security Council. So, again, putting all the work on the ambassador, Nikki Haley, and her staff, but not having that politically confirmed appointee is a big deal. And it means bureaucrats step up and are not very trustworthy in implementing your policies of the United States, specifically when you see such partisan actions on both sides of the aisle. At least you feel that way, but then you don't see the Republicans acting very partisan on this. I'll be honest with you. It'd be nice if they were a little bit more taking a stand here and using the majority that the American people gave them through the political process. They said, we want to give you we'll give you the House, we'll give you the Senate, and we'll give you the White House. And there's no excuse for these nominees not getting through. Another one of them, the representative to the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency. I mean, we're talking about the Iranian nuclear deal. We've got no one there. So we don't have a representative of the President of the United States who speaks on behalf of the President and the country there. And these countries know that. These countries that are part of it, these international organizations, they know when you don't have the full force of the U.S. government behind you.
Right.
And you don't if you're not the actual choice of the President of the United States.
So let's do this. Let's take your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. Logan, do we have a time for a call before the break, or do you want to take a comment?
Yeah, I think we can take a quick call. Let's go to Chris in Nevada. You're on the air.
Hey, Chris, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Do we have a comparison as to how many people Obama nominated in his first year that weren't confirmed going into the second year?
Fan.
Yeah, it's dramatically lower. I don't have the exact numbers on me, but what I can tell you is the number that is pending right now, which is 338, is unheard of, Jay.
Yeah.
And again, occasionally at the beginning of administration, you'll have a swell right at the beginning, and then they will process them. We had that swell, and the Senate hasn't moved any of them. So in the second year of an administration, these numbers are unheard of.
Yeah, I think they're staggering. And we mentioned Rick Grenell, but we've also got, you mentioned the IAEA, we've got judicial nominations vacant as well. So this is an ongoing, I think, Jordan, we've got an ongoing almost political paralysis taking place in Washington, which is absurd when you got a majority in the Senate that can move these through on a up or down vote.
Yeah,
I mean, that's it. But they got to get there and do their job.
It's the listeners to this broadcast, the people who are engaged in this kind of show, that can do something about this. They've got to hear. The media is not going to do the work on this issue. It's not going to come out of the major breaking news. It's got to be a force of those Americans who actually vote, who are going to vote in the midterms, and they know if you're engaged in shows like this, you're a likely midterm voter. And that's important that we now put you on this petition at ACLJ.org, yep, that you sign it, that you share it with your friends and family. And we want to get your thoughts on this. We've got a second half hour coming up. We're getting into the military side of this as well. So give us a call. 94 non-civilian, so military positions, and they're not getting action either. 94, nearly 100 in the U.S. military, people who serve our country voluntarily, who are not getting their promotions either. 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about this affecting our U.S. military as well?
All right, phone lines
also,
are
open. Also, we're going to be here. Yeah, go ahead, Logan. That's exactly what we're going to take.
Yep, phone lines are open. We're going to be here for another half hour. You can join us right now online, aclj.org, facebook.com/JSeculo, Periscope, and Twitter @JSeculo, and on your local, some local radio stations that have not found us broadcasting online right now. We do have a few lines open. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back with another half hour, JSeculo Live.
International threats are more dire than ever, yet our diplomatic corps is severely depleted. We must put maximum pressure on Congress to confirm critical appointments to our diplomatic corps. It's time for Congress to do its constitutional duty. Diplomatic deficiencies put our national security at risk. The political gamesmanship must end, but we need you and your support. Sign on to our petition to confirm the Secretary of State and our diplomatic corps. You can sign online at aclj.org.
We will fight for the right.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, your comments, 1-800-684-3110 by phone, Facebook, and Periscope to get those digital comments in as well. And we are talking about the 338 nominees to the federal government to take over positions, including lifetime appointments like judicial nominees, but also the political appointees who serve at the pleasure of the president in various agencies and branches of the executive branch. And it's also having an impact on our military. We haven't gotten into this aspect of it today on the broadcast yet. But I want to highlight the national security implications. I tried to highlight one of those. For instance, obviously, if you don't have an ambassador to Germany, that's gotten major implications for a whole host of issues, including economic, of course, because Germany is the number one economy in Western Europe. But also, second is that they are a major national security player. And on issues like Iran, they are the plus one and the P5 plus one. They're part of the G7 of the strongest world economies. And we have no ambassador. We also have no representative to the International Atomic Energy Agency and no deputy representative to the UN Security Council. There's a whole host of other ambassadorships that are not filled right now, including in South America, the Caribbean, and Africa. But certainly these are extremely important. And we're not even getting to some of the other vacancies that are across our federal government in departments and agencies. We have a situation like where we have no Secretary of State, and there's a nominee for Mike Pompeo. He has not gotten through the hearing process yet. So if he was on track the way these others have been treated, I mean, when would you ever even see them get confirmed? I mean, that this is something that's changed since these initial round of confirmations that occurred for the Trump administration. Retired Colonel Wes Smith is joining us for our national security team. And Wes, they're also, and maybe we will explain this to people what this means, but it's affecting our military. There's 94 what they call non-civilian nominations that are pending approval as well in the U.S. Senate. 58 out of the Navy, 13 out of the Army, 3 out of the Coast Guard, 6 out of the Marine Corps, and 14 out of the Air Force. I mean, these 94 folks, just tell people like who these would be, the kind of people this would be.
Yeah, every officer in the United States military has to be confirmed by the Senate whenever you're promoted. That's standard. But these particular officers are flag officers, general officers in the Air Force, Army, Marine Corps, and admirals in the Navy who play key pivotal roles in the United States military. Many of them are waiting, pending their promotion, to be assigned either to the MACOMs, the major army commands around the world, or to the combatant commands of all the services around the world. These are key players, you know, senior ranking officers that in the past, sometimes you approve a group of them simply by unanimous consent. And for whatever reason, the Senate is slow walking the senior level people who are awaiting promotions and assignments. And in some cases, it's not only their promotions that are being held up, but whenever you're on senior staff at one of these major commands, your actual assignment to that office has to be approved by the Senate. And some of those are being held up too. And it really comes down to the paralysis of the Senate and the political gamesmanship. And they are playing with national security. I might also add there are 5 senior level civilians at the Pentagon whose approval, their appointments are being held up, slow walked through either the Armed Services Committee or on the floor of the Senate.
Yeah,
it's unconscionable.
No general counsel there.
No.
So you don't have a top attorney to advise the Secretary of Defense, the Deputy Secretaries, on all of the very complicated legal decisions that have to be made by the Secretary of Defense and their teams, how it impacts U.S. law, how it can impact international law, laws of war, laws of armed conflict. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and yet that position also, Trump administration has nominated the people. It's just not no action in the U.S. Senate. We're taking your phone calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. We've gotten over 10,000 people on our petition, so we crossed over that right when we're starting this second half hour of the broadcast, but we want to get that to as many people as we can this week before Congress is back on Monday.
That's right, ACLJ.org. Exclusive video coming up in the break if you're watching online.
International threats are more dire than ever, yet our diplomatic corps is severely depleted. We must put maximum pressure on Congress to confirm critical appointments to our diplomatic corps. The United States doesn't have a confirmed Secretary of State. Numerous ambassadorships remain vacant. North Korea, Iran, Russia, an American pastor being wrongfully held in Turkey for his Christian faith. With these ominous threats, we must have a fully staffed diplomatic corps. The nominee to be Secretary of State, current CIA Director Mike Pompeo, is eminently qualified and must be confirmed immediately. The nominee to be Ambassador to Germany, a critical G7 nation, has been pending for more than 7 months. It's absurd. It's time for Congress to do its constitutional duty. Diplomatic deficiencies put our national security at risk. The political gamesmanship must end, but we need you and your support. Sign on to our petition to confirm the Secretary of State and our diplomatic corps. You can sign online at aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. The idea that we have members of our armed forces being held up in this same confirmation battle as other as political appointees and judicial nominations. So we literally have officers in our military being treated even the same way as some political decisions being made by the president of who should fill vacancies on in the courts or who should take over our positions, and whether it's in the, and we focused a lot on ambassadors and you know, State Department, the Secretary of State. But let me remind you, this is kind of happening in every branch of government, including the Department of Defense. There's, again, a number of individuals who are non-civilians. So they're military. They're not getting their promotions. There's also civilians not getting their promotions. Place like Department of Labor, where there's four confirmed positions vacant, five at Department of Education, two at Department of Agriculture, one at Department of Transportation, a couple at Housing and Urban Development. Four at the Department of Justice, including three assistant attorney generals. So these are major positions. It's not just our ambassadors. It's not just our foreign policy. It's our national security as well. It's affecting members of our armed forces, those who volunteer and serve our country honorably. Have made it's their career as well, but they're up for these promotions. There's no action being taken on them as well. Let me go to Than Bennett, Washington, D.C. Than, quickly. Pastor Brunson, I wanted to update our radio audience. Our Facebook and Periscope audience got this for a second. But Senator Tillis from North Carolina went to Turkey and visited Pastor Brunson. We're just a couple weeks out, less than 2 weeks out from his trial now. April 16th is the start date for that trial in Turkey. And we're now seeing Senator Tillis engaged in this. And you said also the ambassador at large for international religious freedom. Those, by the way, that ambassador is in place, though there is not a Secretary of State right now.
Yeah, although interestingly enough, to confirm that, Ambassador Sam Brownback took a tie-breaking vote from Mike Pence. So actually, I think it underscores the entire conversation we're having, Jordan. You don't need a single Democrat to confirm any of these nominees. If you put them on the floor, you debate them, you have the vice president ready in case you lose a Republican, you can confirm them. But to your question about Pastor Brunson, Jordan, I think this had to be an encouraging week for him, because Senator Tom Tillis, who has been engaged on this issue from the very beginning, remember, he's the home state senator, one of the home state senators for the Brunson Johnson family, traveled over to Turkey and was permitted a visit with him inside the prison, brought back good reports of that conversation. But Jordan, to me, it's encouraging for Pastor Brunson's spirit, but it's also encouraging because it speaks very clearly to the Turkish government that all levels of the United States government is paying attention to this, and they will not look the other way in how Turkey handles this case. So Senator Tillis going under there underscored the attention of the president, underscored the attention of the ambassador for religious freedom, and I think it probably was a good week for his spirits as well.
If you want to talk to us on the air, the number you call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. As we work through the calls, I want to remind you that our next segment, that's what we focus on, is taking the calls, taking all the comments that we can get to. So it's 1-800-684-3110. Let me ask you this. How responsible do you believe Senate Republicans are for the fact that 94 members of our armed forces are not getting their promotions? 94. Where should the responsibility lie? They are getting those promotions through the normal processes of the U.S. military. Who is responsible? It's the White House not standing in the way. The president is not standing in the way. He's the person, again, they're authorizing these moves. They're authorizing these nominations. And though Democrats can make it more difficult, if you have an up or down vote, they don't have the majority. So you have to ask yourself. So I want to know from you, who do you blame on this situation? We believe the pressure needs to be across the aisles. 1-800-684-3110, because I think the effect this is having on our military cannot be underscored. It upsets people, Wes, because they see that, again, it's not just the political actors. It's not just judges. It's also it's not just foreign policy, but it's affecting members of our armed forces, people who they're officers of the military. They have to go through this approval process. And you're saying that they don't get to be like they're still in the military, mm-hmm. but they're just awaiting their obviously it's a promotion, but also in many cases it's a change in position.
Yeah, sometimes the Senate simply is approving an advance in rank, a promotion. But at the senior level positions, they are actually approving assignments. For example, it's been a while back, but we had an Air Force three-star general who was going to remain a three-star general but become the vice commander of Space Command. And she was a female Air Force general. Her assignment was held up by Senator Cleo McCaskill because she disagreed with the decision the general had made in the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's that kind of thing that happens over and over, so that it affects not only promotions but senior level assignments. And I think what's going on, it's amazing and alarming, but I think our Senate is not understanding the cumulative effect of these delays in promotions and assignments, and that the second and third order effects, the unintended consequences of this, all put together, can actually affect national security and the defense of the homeland, as well as the morale of the men and women in uniform. It's unconscionable.
Yep. All right, let's go to Ray in Pennsylvania on line four. You're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to know if there's anything that the president can do or anybody can do to hold these congressmen's paychecks up until they actually work. I can't understand. They don't do any work and they're still getting a pretty good paycheck. How do we get them to go to work?
Well, I mean, one thing is, remember, we are responsible for putting them in place, especially at the U.S. Senate level. You know, it's state by state. You get two senators, regardless of how big your state is. It's not like a congressional district where maybe you got drawn into a district where you feel like, okay, everybody else disagrees with me. This is your state we're talking about. So we have a choice to make, depending on the election calendars of where you live. It could be, but at least you're getting two of these. And so you have got to, again, exercise that ability to vote. But second, they control the power of the purse once they're there. And these senators are able to duck out a lot of responsibility because they think, well, people have short memories. And so, 4 years from now or 3 years from now, people won't really remember what I was or wasn't doing on this issue. And so I think it's really up to us right now and to make this an issue, to explain it to people, all these different facets, but put it together as one big issue and not just individuals.
Yeah, this is our job, Jordan, no doubt about it. I mean, historically, there has not been much of a political price to pay for obstructing executive nominations. But then again, we haven't seen this level of obstruction and this level of slow walking by a majority of the president's party in confirming nominees. So what has to happen in order to hold these senators accountable is the people who are listening to this show, and we will help them do this, but they have to make it very clear that this is an issue that they are going to take to the ballot box with them. And that's not a Republican or a Democrat thing, because right now it's a problem on both sides of the aisle. You have Democrats refusing to go along. Like with these military promotions, Jordan, those are almost always unanimous consent. They are blocking that unanimous consent right now, and Democrat voters ought to tell those senators that they will not accept it. Republican voters should tell their senators that they understand that even if they have to stay through the weekend, they don't need a Democrat vote to confirm any of these nominees. They have all the votes necessary to do it. So if the United States Senate wants to make this a political issue, Jordan, the voters need to take them up on it. And if they do not behave in the way that the voters would ask, then they need to pay a political price at the ballot box.
I think, like you said, Dan, you've got, you know, the number of Democrats up for re-election, tough races going on. You know, Wes brought up Claire McCaskill. She's not in an easy race by any means. And so the idea is that, again, after a couple weekends, even those who are maybe doing it for political purposes are not going to be able to suffer the fact they can't get back to their states, they can't campaign. And those nominees probably won't affect all of them, but those who in the past have not even, again, they've gotten these unanimous consents, they're not even individual votes on their nominations. At least those could get moving, and but make them stay a few weekends if you're the Republicans in leadership. And I bet that that starts changing pretty quickly after round one or two of that.
Well, we've seen that with a couple of examples, Jordan. There have been a couple of times where not a lot, but three judges have been put up on a Wednesday afternoon, and the majority leader made it clear to the minority that he was going to stay as long as it took to confirm them. Guess what happened, Jordan? The Democrats yielded back their debate time and confirmed those three judges the following day so they could go back and campaign. The same thing would happen in the future. And I'll just give you two quick examples. On the military promotions, they ought to put all of those up at once. And if Claire McCaskill or someone else wants to go down to object, then the majority leader and those of us who are following this should broadcast the name of the senator, whether it's Republican or Democrat, who opposed that. And on someone like Rick Grenell, Jordan, if he wants to come up for unanimous consent and again be objected to like he was the last time, well, then he should immediately be debated on the Senate floor. They should run the 30 hours of clock. And if it took him through the weekend, every single senator should be forced not just to obstruct, they should be forced to cast a vote either in favor of Rick Grenell or opposed to him. I guarantee you he would pass.
We've got phone lines open. This is a great time as we go into this final segment of the show today. That's what we do. We focus on calls and comments. I want to get your thoughts. Who is to blame? What action do you think needs to be done to get these nominations filled? You know, first it was the Trump administration not filling them quick enough. Now all these people have been put forward, and no action is being taken by the U.S. Senate. Give us a call. I want your thoughts on this. In the final segment of the broadcast, that's what we do, is take phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Call that number now. Be a part of the show today. We just have one more segment coming up. That's at 1-800-684-3110 to be on the show today. Your thoughts on these nominations, just awaiting votes, and your Republican majority in the U.S. Senate not scheduling them. 1-800-684-3110.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com.
International threats are more dire than ever, yet our diplomatic corps is severely depleted. We must put maximum pressure on Congress to confirm critical appointments to our diplomatic corps. The United States doesn't have a confirmed Secretary of State. Numerous ambassadorships remain vacant. North Korea, Iran, Russia, an American pastor being wrongfully held in Turkey for his Christian faith. With these ominous threats, we must have a fully staffed diplomatic corps. The nominee to be Secretary of State, current CIA Director Mike Pompeo, is eminently qualified and must be confirmed immediately. The nominee to be Ambassador to Germany, a critical G7 nation, has been pending for more than 7 months. It's absurd. It's time for Congress to do its constitutional duty. Diplomatic deficiencies put our national security at risk. The political gamesmanship must end, but we need you and your support. Sign on to our petition to confirm the Secretary of State and our diplomatic corps. You can sign online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls now. 1-800-684-3110, the final segment of the broadcast. We go right to the phones. We're talking about the 338 nominations made by President Trump to the executive and judicial branch. 100 of those have gotten through the hearing process. 94 include military officers up for promotion. And none right now are on the calendar for an actual date to get a vote. Congress returns on Monday. That includes the U.S. Senate. We've got a new petition on this so that when Congress returns, we're ready to deliver it. You can sign that petition online at aclj.org. Let's get right to the phones, Logan.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Jeff in New Jersey. You're on the air.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Good, good. Hey, I just got a question about the time limit on some of these guys that are waiting to be confirmed.
Yep.
I mean, could essentially these things be drawn out for a long, long time, for months and years even, or is there a time limit where they have to move and make something happen?
Every year. Every year. So even on non-election years, like when we cross into a new year this year, you have technically a new Congress. When you have a new Congress, you then have to, again, be renominated, which means you can have to go back through the hearing process if the Senate wants to do that. And so, Dan, we actually have that example. Rick Rennell is that example, where you don't just get nominated. You can't just pin there for 2 years. You've got to be renominated each year. And that's only going to go on for so long. But again, he's at 210 days total, and he's been nominated twice. Oh, Than is not in the broadcast.
Yep,
yeah, that's okay. I saw the empty chair on other side. So, but again, I think it's one of those ideas. Yeah, it's one of those ideas where you've got to understand that people have had to go through this process. Wes, they've had to be nominated twice. Their life's been kind of on hold. They are up. They've had to go through the hearing process twice, which seems absurd. But of course, if Democrats can take hits, they're going to take those right now politically. I think it really is up to the Republicans. So, I mean, this is not one of those issues where you can only put so much on the Democrats. Yes, they're making it more difficult. Yes, they are stalling everything and anything, and even those nominations that they probably vote yes on. But at the same time, it's the Republicans who will have to hold their feet to the fire.
Absolutely. I think
at least for now.
Yeah, as we look at all of this, and it is so frustrating and so much is at stake, and whether they're military or civilian, none of these people as public servants are making a fortune doing what they do.
Nope.
Most of them do it for love of country. And yet it seems that with the Democrats in the Senate, so often they hate President Trump more than they love the country, and therefore they slow walk and try to deflect every chance they can. And for the Democrats and the Republicans, it's frustrating because it seems like they're more interested in hallowed Senate traditions and in having a long weekend than they are of expediting the business of the government, especially when it impacts foreign relations and national security.
All right, back to the phones we go.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Dan, who's calling on line 6. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, hello.
Yep, you're on.
Okay. first of all, I'm from Southeast Michigan. Both of my senators are Democrats, so we're not going to get a whole lot of help out of them with regard to this. But my understanding is in this omnibus spending bill that just passed, one of the features was a nice big fat pay raise for Congress. And I am outraged that these folks are voting themselves a pay raise, but they don't have time to stick around and get business done. They're taking days off early. They're taking long weekends. I'm disgusted. I'm enraged. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Well, I understand it. Now, I mean, remember, we elect all of them. It is the House and the Senate that take these long recesses. Some of that is because they are responsible to the people in their states and their congressional districts. They are supposed to spend time there. So they're not always supposed to be in Washington without any connection or hearing from the actual voters who elected them. But these senators, who have a very different relationship than I think a member of the House of Representatives has with their state or their or even their district, when you're a senator and you're elected for 6 years, I think it is supposed to be, it's a bit different. And you have this responsibility that the House does not have to work on these nominations. So even if the House is not there, you don't need the House there. You just need the Senate there, and they need to get to work. And so I think that, but you will see because of those 6 year terms, some dragging there. I would say that on the pay raises, you can't do a pay raise while your current term. You have to go through the election again. So that's the 27th Amendment to the Constitution. So they may have increased their budgets and increase pay raises, but that will be, again, going into effect later on in the future. Again, we elect these folks, so they're responsible to all of us, whether you're talking about House members or Senate members. If you want to talk, just got just a couple minutes left, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another call, Logan.
Yep, let's go to Mary, who's calling on line one in Iowa. You're on the air.
Hey, Mary.
Hi. My question is this. I've heard and seen recess appointments happen when Senate is not in in their session. And I've also seen where they can have a 51 vote. And I know our president has asked that they do this, but I'm wondering who is the holdup. Would that be McConnell?
I think so. I mean, yes, it's the leadership who's not willing to put this on the calendar. This is not a situation where you should have to do a recess appointment. First of all, there's not these recesses are very short. That's as long as the appointments are good for. The second part about this is that it's gotten more difficult to make those. But third, they're not permanent. And so you don't want to get in a situation where that becomes the norm, and especially when you're in the majority. I think this would be a different situation if we were talking about Chuck Schumer as majority leader, but it shouldn't feel that way, Wes. Mm-hmm. Even though it's slim margins, you don't need to feel – it used to be you had to get through the 60-vote threshold for these kind of nominations as well. You don't have to do that for any of these people. You just need 50 votes in the Senate, and then the vice president can cast the 51st vote. That's it. So no excuses. I think on many of these nominees, just let the vote go forward. If some of them get voted down, let that be. Move on. At least the White House can make a decision about whether they want to renominate the person and make an issue of it, or move to someone else so they can fill the position.
Right, right. Many of the promotions that are military can be done by unanimous consent. They can do them as one block group. And then those that are more senior or their assignment is more sensitive, then take them individually. But I think something that Than mentioned earlier is right. The Republican leadership in the Senate, they could commit to taking care of this backlog, and we are not going home, and we're not taking a break until it's done. Call the bluff of the Democrats who are threatened to use their 30 hours of debate and simply get it done.
All right. Again, we've got a great petition at ACLJ.org, and I really want to encourage you to sign that now. We just have a minute left in the broadcast today. Over 10,000 people have already signed this. It's growing. We want you to share it with your friends and family. You always, people always ask, what can they do? How can there be pressure points? I mean, you can call Senate Majority Leader McConnell's office at 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121, and reach his office and ask that they schedule votes for the nominees made by President Trump to fill both executive branch vacancies and judicial vacancies. That is, again, a clear message to send to the Republican leadership. But we're also putting a petition together for when Congress returns to D.C. on Monday. So we've got a few days to do this. Go to ACLJ.org, sign that petition online. That's ACLJ.org. And Logan, people can stay engaged with us even when we're off the air.
All right, that's going to do it. Like you said, it's for today's show. You can find us on all social media outlets, Facebook.com/JSeculo, Periscope and Twitter @JSeculo, also Twitter @JordanSeculo, @ACLJ, @LoganSeculo, Than Minute. You can find us all there. You can also find us broadcasting live each and every day on social media, on Facebook, but also at ACLJ.org. It's updated news and blogs every day. Subscribe to the JSeculo podcast and download the app.
International threats are more dire than ever, yet our diplomatic corps is severely depleted. We must put maximum pressure on Congress to confirm critical appointments to our diplomatic corps. It's time for Congress to do its constitutional duty. Diplomatic deficiencies put our national security at risk. The political gamesmanship must end, but we need you and your support. Sign on to our petition to confirm the Secretary of State and our diplomatic corps. You can sign online at aclj.org.